The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm going to apologize for something I shouldn't even apologize for. Let me explain everything. Well, hold on. DJ Automatic is looking at me a little bit crazy. So first of all, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on your Tuesday. I am so sorry.
Where are you going with this, woman?
That in my opinion, the show has just sounded down and it's been dragging. You know why? Because I'm sick.
Oh.
And I can't stand being sick. And I feel bad listening to us because I feel like I sound.
I don't hear it. I don't think you sound down.
Oh,
at all.
I do. I know.
I know that you've had like a little stomach bug going on here for a couple, like a week or so. But I feel like you've been pushing through. That you're like that. You're showing how strong you are to actually show up and do the show.
Pushing through is not the same thing as excelling. If people call, I'm always so happy to talk to people. I feel like they're like, man, this chick is fake. They call now, and I'm just like, hello, because I don't feel good. And I feel like this show, and this is every woman, you know how I feel. Ladies, understand, we have a sense of guilt if we're not operating at 110% all the time.
I know that's right.
Whether it comes to work, my family, anything, I want to always excel at it. So I'm sorry that I'm sick.
What? Well, you don't have to be sorry. And you have this great husband that is taking care of everything for you.
Shut your face.
So there's no, you know, there's nothing to worry about, Dana.
I will say to you, DJ Automatic, thank you. You have stepped up. You have, you know, gone above and beyond, especially anyone who knows you knows how selfish you are.
Hey!
You have been quite selfless
all
lately.
All the things I've done for you and you're going to call me selfish? Why would you even do that?
See, you do it because you want a thanks. You're supposed to just do stuff because you're supposed to do it.
I do it because I love you. That's why I do it.
You do it so you can say, look at all the things I'm doing for you.
You're welcome.
Obviously, I'm getting better because we're bickering again. So I think in a couple of days, the show will be back to 100. Either way, thanks everybody for hitting me up on social media. You know, hoping I get better. I hope I get better too. DJ Automatic, please, with National Days now.
Today we got National Camera Day.
Camera? Everybody's got a camera now.
Remember when people actually used to take real pictures, though, when you, like, the 35mm camera? Now everybody's a photographer.
You can really tell the difference, though, when someone uses a real camera. You can tell the difference.
No, you can tell the difference when somebody's a real photographer.
Oh,
I don't think you can tell the difference between camera versus, like, what you can do on your iPhone now.
Can.
I mean, you can, but you can. There's people that are amateur photographers that can take really good pictures.
Yeah, I guess so. I want some real pictures soon. Not now, though. I'm sick. Okay, what else do we have?
And last, we got Waffle Iron Day, National Waffle Iron Day, which deserves its own day because, I mean, it's one of the greatest inventions in American history.
My Uncle Tom, when I was little, you know, I grew up in a pancake household. When I was little and I'd go stay with him and my tia Sylvia, they had the big giant waffle maker. And he would wake up every Sunday. He was a pilot, but he was always home on Sundays, or 90% of the time he'd make sure he was home. And he would make these amazing Belgian waffles in that professional waffle maker. Oh my gosh. I remember waking up to the smell of the waffles.
Dana, you realize that I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
I'm sorry. Okay, well then, come on. I'm the sick one. You should be making us waffles. What are you doing?
I'm making waffles.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you really taking time out of your day with all your Facebook or Instagram friends to push the block button? That's the debate right now here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. All right, I'm going to call you to the stand first, DJ Automatic. You spent hours blocking people on Facebook, and not only did you just block people, you threw up a chum post. Basically, you threw up a controversial post to lure people into your comments.
Let me tell you exactly what happened. So I opened my Facebook and I was triggered immediately by a guy that I go back and forth with a lot. He's constantly posting fake news. He's constantly just trying to like stir the pot. And I realized when I clicked on his profile that he's probably gone up almost 2,000 followers since I started going back and forth with him. And I was thinking, man, I am giving this guy ammo. I am literally trying. I'm making him.
You're stirring his pot.
I'm making him Facebook famous.
Okay. All right. So you're participating in the pot stirring.
Yes. And so I've decided that I'm going to remove myself from that situation because it doesn't do any good for the truth out there.
There you go.
Did you block him?
I have blocked him. I have blocked my aunt. I have blocked my cousin's husband.
Oh, damn.
I went family.
Well, that opens up a different conversation because now you're even pro blocking people that you see in real life.
Yeah, I'm pro blocking anybody who has any kind of lying or is posting any kind of fake news.
So that's number one. What's the second reason you're blocking folks?
Weirdos who just bring up stuff from like 10 years ago and won't leave me alone. I had another girl this weekend that was sending me email after email about an old co-host we used to work with, and I decided, you know what? She's blocked.
Go on.
So you blocked her for caring.
Not for caring, for fishing. She was fishing
for info.
Yes.
All right. And what's the last reason?
And then my last thing is people who fish for followers. There'll be people who come onto your timeline that will literally just try to start a fight with you so they can get the attention of your followers and pick up some followers in the meantime.
You sound so angry. Like, this is personal to
you. Yeah, dude.
Like I said, I was extremely bothered this weekend. And then I was mad at myself, though, because I was like, I'm giving these people ammo.
Yeah, that's all the thing. Right, okay. I mean, to be a buck, it sounds a little immature.
How is it immature?
Thank you.
Well, because you're engaging and then you're blocking people. When my approach to social media is I don't want to bubble myself. I don't want to limit myself to things like that. I want to see what the world has to think. That's why I don't block anybody, all right?
Okay,
which
so
is my first reason.
Okay.
Don't block people because then you live in your own little bubble and you think the world is this prissy way, whatever you like it. And it's not, buddy. It's not. Okay, you're not the buddy I'm talking to.
Okay, well,
just in general. Sorry.
I could turn on the news for that.
Sorry, buddy is really condescending. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm not your buddy,
right.
Friend.
The number two reason why I'm pro not blocking people you may not get along with is because you got to show out in front of them, all right? You got to have a better time at life than they are. Or at least make it seem like you are.
I don't play that in a social media game, but.
What?
Yeah, I don't
think. Like the sweet lady Sandra, the lady's daughter, I was dating her daughter or whatever.
And you're friends with the mother still, but not the daughter.
Exactly. Now, the mom sees me do all the sweet things. She sees me take flowers to the old people's homes. She sees me walk my dog. And now she just has to sit there and remind her daughter that she could have had all
she
this.
She lost a good one.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
I'll agree with that
one. And what's the last reason that you refuse to do any blocking on social media?
Because you can always circle back and hook up with the ex. If it's there, you know, it keeps you in the know if she's going to break up with her current boyfriend. But, dude, man, my last girlfriend, her new guy, this guy's going all out. He's good.
No.
I did mess her. I was like, yo, keep him. Don't lose him.
No. Oh, I feel so bad. Okay, so my verdict is I am ruling in Anthony A's favor.
Why?
Because you took all the time and you gave these people exactly what they wanted, attention.
No, they're blocked from my life forever.
When you pressed that block button, you showed them you actually cared and you want to live in this nice, safe bubble. There is no safe space on the internet. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, there is. My personal Facebook page, it's so nice. Right now.
All right, that's your debate for today. Are you blocking Facebook friends and family?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're looking for a job, one of the best companies to work for, according to Forbes magazine, is hiring. It is so tough to get into this place, so I can't wait to talk about it. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Tuesday. All right, so I'm going to start DJ Automatic with the job story because I think it's really important. Southwest Airlines, which I just said, has been named one of the best companies to work for, according to Forbes magazine, is hiring every position. And now minimum pay is $15 an hour for everyone.
So if you're loading bags
into the back,
you're getting paid $15
an hour.
And you get to fly free everywhere?
Fly for free. Your family flies at a discount.
Oh.
Yeah, this is this is really good news.
I might go get a part-time job as a bag handler.
You should. Southwest Airlines carries more passengers than any other airline, and they're less dependent on business travel. So they did a lot better during the pandemic. A lot better means they only lost $3
billion
in 2020. They did turn a small profit first quarter of 2021. You can go to southwestairlines.com to apply for a job. Now we're going to move on and talk about a British engineer who stacked 5 M&Ms. And now he's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What? So,
I saw that story.
Apparently, stacking M&Ms on top of one another is very difficult. Automatic, I'm going to challenge you right now. I think you can do it.
So, this guy, I read the story. The guy said that he was sitting at home bored during quarantine and was like, how can I come up with a way to break a world record? And so he said he just sat there and read the Guinness Book of World Records, and this is the one that he was like, he thought it would be the easiest one to do so he could get his name in the record books, but it worked out for him.
I'm going to stack 8 and put this guy under the table, okay? I'm going to try it today.
I'd like to see you even get 3 stacks.
Whatever. And then finally in food news, Wendy's is entering the meatless burger game, but instead of mystery ingredients, they've created a black bean-based burger patty. It's a blend of black beans, chickpeas, and spices in their signature square shape, of course. On top, you'll see chipotle jalapenos, melty pepper jack, spicy chipotle sauce, tomatoes, sweet onion slices, romaine lettuce on a toasted bun. The spiciness is comparable to their spicy chicken sandwich.
which I freaking love. I forgot how much I love the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
It sounds like they're throwing a bunch of spice on something that doesn't taste very good.
No, you don't like black beans and chickpeas?
No, I don't know if I like them more than I like a hamburger, because I love a hamburger.
Well, I'm going to try it. Anyway, it's available in select markets this week. So pull up to Wendy's and ask, do they have their new spicy meatless burger? All right, DJ Automatic National Day.
We got National Waffle Iron Day. Shout out to the waffle.
When are you going to make me some waffles with our expensive waffle maker that we have in the pantry? That's just your job on the weekend, sir.
I was going to say, I think that's your job.
No.
And then we also got National Camera Day.
Everybody's a photographer now. You were really good at taking pictures. You were my Instagram husband. But during COVID, you've kind of lost your touch.
No, Dana, that's called the COVID-15. And it's not my fault.
Are you blaming my slight weight gain on the dissatisfaction of the pictures you take of me?
I'm saying my scales haven't fallen off.
Angles, husband.
But
angles.
I'm saying maybe the scale went up.
I can't stand you right now. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Girl Talk is all about an aunt who's very concerned about her niece, Sophie. If you just tuned in to the Dana Cortez Show, this is what she said earlier.
She just wears too much makeup and she's too young. It's really ridiculous.
How old is she?
Yeah, how old is she? I want to know.
She's 9 years old.
Oh,
she's been wearing makeup since second grade. I mean, at first it was kind of cute, but now she's got a full face and she's a baby.
What? Well, like, you mean lipstick, mascara?
I wouldn't call it was just lipstick and mascara, even though that's too much at nine. No, this could have been like a full drag look. I think it's too much and I want to say something to my sister.
So that's young. That's pretty young to be wearing a full face of makeup. But I have seen a lot of women on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter even posting photos of their children in full makeup.
Weird.
It's weird, but like girls have been doing stuff like this for a long time now.
I used to paint my face with my Nana stuff every single day.
I think it's one thing to do it at the house. It's another thing to leave the house.
I remember in middle school, girls used to stuff their bras. That was odd.
Stuffing bras, sneaking the makeup with you. I would take it to school. I mean, 6, 7 years old. And my Nana had the pinkest, like the hot pink makeup, like the hot pink lipstick. Honey, baby, that was not a natural lip I was going for.
Running around looking like the Golden Girls.
And I'm telling you, I did exactly what I look like, you know? And I swear, she had that mascara. It was pink with a green lid. Every woman's like, my Nana did too. Trust me.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. That's funny. I think every girlfriend I've ever had has had that mascara.
It's the best mascara there is. It really is. You're a father of an 11-year-old because, Anthony, I don't think you really, I mean, what can you say?
This is one of the brilliant topics that has a man with no children. You got to dodge. So Automatic, go ahead and step up and tackle this one.
Yeah. What do you feel about this since you are the father of a young girl?
I don't know if you remember the JonBenet Ramsey case.
And this was so long ago, but no, people are still very fascinated with that, yes.
Yeah, and so that scares me. Because
the pageants?
The pageant look, the pageant personas, the pageant moms, like that whole thing is so overdone and overblown, and I think there's a certain kind of like predator that looks for those kind of little girls, and that scares me.
So I want to say something really quick. That is not true. A predator looks for any type of young girl. It doesn't matter about makeup. I want to establish that really quickly because that's not the case. A predatory person looks for children regardless of what they're dressed in or what their faces are painted as. So I understand the fear, but that's just not the facts.
And the other thing is just maybe when you're 13, 14 years old, you can start wearing makeup to school and
yeah,
get a little
more. Yeah, I mean, you're not even in double digits.
Yeah, and that's just weird. And yeah. I think that some mothers, like these pageant moms especially, want to live vicariously through their daughters.
No,
and
I agree.
This is another way for them to get attention online, to get attention, you know, in any which way they can get. And they're trying to do it through their daughter.
I can't say I'm this perfect mother. Like, you know, I've made plenty of mistakes. I had my first child when I was 15. So obviously I've made a lot of mistakes as a parent myself. But I do understand what you're saying. And Anthony, you mentioned the double digit thing. 66% of mothers surveyed said that a child between the ages of 13 and 15 can start to wear small amounts of makeup. That's when it's acceptable to them, 66%. But between 5th and 6th grade, which means 10 to 12, they're allowing their kids to wear lip gloss, which I buy for Ava. She loves her little lip gloss stuff. They sometimes do like a brown or clear mascara, which Ava Medic has. She has a little clear mascara that she's allowed to wear. And you don't even know that. You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't look crazy, so it doesn't bother me. But if she went out, like, try to go out of the house with a full face of makeup, I'm not going to let that happen.
At the end of the day, it's up to you what you do. But I would share this study with your sister. And I would say, you know, she's a little young. She's not even the double digit. Why are you painting her face like she's about to be on RuPaul. You know, like,
well, the other thing is it makes the kid look so much older than she is. And why do you want your kid to look like an adult?
It's also terrible for your skin. My mom used to tell me, don't put that foundation stuff all over you. And now I'm older and I got great skin because I didn't. It opens your pores. Kids ain't gonna wash their faces and stuff. Have a conversation with her. Remember, the study says 66% of moms think between 13 and 15 is the proper age to allow a child, a little girl or boy, to wear makeup.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, welcoming a baby into the world is one of the most joyous moments in life. Except when you're giving birth and your husband's mistress is also giving birth right next door. What the? WTF story time here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This really happened. A nurse documented everything. She thought she'd seen it all. There are these two women giving birth right next door to each other, and they're both impregnated by the same man.
Shout out to Groupon. These BOGO specials are getting sick, dude. Two pregnancies for the price of one. I like this guy a lot.
Man, so the husband got his wife pregnant. He got his mistress pregnant. What I don't understand is how did they both end up at the same hospital? Was this planned by him or did the mistress plan it so the wife could find out?
I promise you it wasn't planned by him.
Well, maybe, I mean, he may be bad at monogamy, but he may be a great father and he wanted to be there for both pregnancies. Can't say the daddy wasn't there.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said, Anthony A.
He's there.
I almost threw my phone. If I didn't have to read this story on my phone, I would have tossed this right at you.
He's got a point, Dana.
So remember earlier I told you that the nurse documented everything. There is audio of the wife. Listen to her addressing her husband.
It's not my f***ing house. It's your f***ing
For those of you who have trouble understanding, let me decipher that in women speak. She said first, you're not my f***ing husband. The second thing is, you're a lying f***ing loser. And she closes it with, shut your f***ing mouth. Obviously, the woman is very upset.
So what are they welcoming, a boy or a girl?
He's welcoming child support payments. That's what he's welcoming.
Two of them. That's your WTF story. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Britney Spears is apologizing for lying. I'll tell you what's going on now. Inside the best gossip, it's time for the Daily Dirt. DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays first.
We got friend of the show, Suzette Quintanilla, celebrating today. That is the sister of Selena.
Oh, the Tejano queen. Oh, she's so great to her sister, Suzette. Happy birthday, mama.
Camila Mendez celebrating today. Internet sensation Oliver Tree and Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live.
You know, over the weekend, a lot of people watched Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy, which was really fun. But now it looks like Lil' Kim wants a versus with Nicki Minaj. Number one, it'll be a great versus because we're talking about great music. Number two, I love the fact that these two women who've been beefing for years have obviously put that to the side. It seems like Nicki Minaj has really matured since she's become a mother.
It does, but I will say Lil' Kim doesn't stand a chance against Nicki Minaj.
I can't believe you would say that. There's so many
Lil'
Kim fans.
It's just the truth. I mean, I like Lil' Kim's music too, but they're two different tier of artists. Nicki Minaj is one of the biggest artists of the past decade. Lil' Kim was never one of the biggest artists.
All right, so you're saying her music catalog doesn't stand a chance.
Not even close.
Well, someone's music catalog who would be Britney Spears. And she's apologizing for lying about being okay. She said she feels guilty because others that are in the same situation she's in case you don't know what's happening, her father has a conservatorship over her and pretty much dictates everything in her life, including her having to wear an IUD and not be able to get pregnant. And so she says she feels very bad because so many people are coming out saying, I'm in the same situation.
I just think the whole situation is really, really odd. To be, you know, a grown woman and still have your father taking care of your finances is weird. And then I'm going to say this. It was not a good look for her to make all the statements she made and said that they're controlling her life. And then she jumped on a private jet and went to Hawaii with her boyfriend. That doesn't make me feel like they're controlling every aspect of her life.
Well, I think that that's part of the control is deceiving you, making you think, oh, well, it looks like she's got all the freedom in the world. She's out there because she spoke up. And had she not done it, who knows what would have happened.
Well, I'm for Britney. I think she can have all the control of all her money.
Absolutely. And stop paying for everybody else to live. Let her live.
I know that's right.
And then finally, Kim Kardashian's Skims line is the official loungewear of the Olympic Games. This is such a big deal for a brand new brand like this. It's worldwide publicity for Skims.
The fact that Kim Kardashian went from a home video star to now having her brand featured in the most prestigious games in the world is mind-blowing to me. I would have never thought that Kim Kardashian would have her brand associated with the Olympics.
You're talking about the video. Let's talk about the fact that she used to be a closet designer for Paris Hilton, and now she's the single biggest, highest paid influencer in the world. Congratulations, Kim Kardashian.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's June 29th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and DJ Automatic is about to give us music facts. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, let's get started.
All right, we've got Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherlinger.
There you go. The Pussycat Doll girl celebrating her birthday today.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
She's so beautiful. Like, seriously, she's one of the most beautiful women in the world and talented. She is a classically trained vocalist. She sings opera.
All that to do, don't ya? Like, don't ya is a wild song if you go back and listen to it.
All right, next we're going to 1993 when Biggie drops his debut single, Party and Bullshit.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing to that.
The introduction of Biggie Smalls.
Yes, it was. All right, next we're going to 2003 when Nelly, P. Diddy, and Murphy Lee released the hit single, Shake Your Tail Feather. It was a number one hit, and it stayed at number one for 4 weeks on the Hot 100.
And anytime we get the opportunity to show appreciation to Murphy Lee, I love it. He's such an underrated MC.
And it was his only number one hit.
Yeah, no, shout out to him. Murphy Lee don't miss on features, dog.
All right, next we're going to 2010. Murphy Lee's biggest fan right there.
Go listen to the Welcome to Atlanta remix. He has the best verse on there out of Snoop Dogg, Diddy, any of them. Shout out Murphy Lee.
All right. We're going to 2010 when Drake was sued by Playboy Enterprises over the use of the song Falling in Love by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. They claim that Drake used the sample without clearing it.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them, but this is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my
man, Drake's
baby.
Been taking samples without clearing them since the beginning.
I think early on in your career, you just kind of hope that they don't notice.
Well, and that everybody noticed
they
that.
They noticed,
one.
Yeah.
And at that time, too, there was like a weird like mixtape era where people were jacking beats, and it happened a lot now. When you get up into the big leagues, you can't do that.
Jacking samples, yeah, you're going to get popped.
All right. Next, we're going to 2015 when Meek Mill releases his second album, Dreams Worth More Than Money.
She was the best, I was the realest, we was the flyest, up in the better.
So the album debuted at number one. This was a platinum single, and it could be... the one with Drake and Meek Mill is probably his biggest one now, but it's one of his biggest songs. And this is the album that Meek got mad at Drake for not tweeting out any promotional stuff about it.
Well, they're back together again. Let's not talk about the past.
All right, last we're going to 2018 when Drake releases his fifth studio album, Scorpion.
God's plan. God's plan.
So this album sold 732,000 copies first week. 160,000 of them were actual CDs or vinyl, and it went 5 times platinum.
It's still one of my favorite Drake projects to date. He doesn't do bad, but this is one of my top five for sure.
I just don't like the B-side of it. I don't think we needed that.
Well, it was two albums.
Yeah,
it was
I don't think
two
we
albums.
Needed the B-side, but great project, man.
Did you guys know this? That Scorpion actually broke the single-day streaming record. 132 million streams on the first day.
So this was the beginning of a new era, and Drake was leading the way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's not quite Wednesday, but it sure isn't Monday. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. Deep down inside the Dana Cortez Show lies Two Dudes, One Studio, where myself, Anthony A., and Sir DJ Automatic recap what went on inside the Dana Cortez Show, just minus Dana Cortez. And today, we are going down DM Avenue to one of what I consider probably the most polarizing DMs we've had of the year.
So Curtis, who was the guy who called in and wanted to see if his girl was cheating, got to find out the hard way that their college relationship
didn't make it past the marriage day.
Yo, homies, ladies, people out there, you know, when you sign up to be in a relationship, only one of two things happen. You either get married or you break up. Now, odds are it's going to be the later of those two because people just tend to grow apart. And that's kind of how I felt about the whole situation. But, dog, that breakup was harsh.
To, like, just move and be like, I'm done. I said I wanted this. I said I wanted that. And then just was like, I'm just taking off.
But, you know, here's the part that hurts. Here's the part that hurts. Because, you know, she had to plan that.
Yeah.
She's been planning that.
She talked to her parents about it.
Mm-hmm. She talked to her best friend about it.
She's going to Vegas first. Then she was going to New York.
And you know she talked to her little work husband about it.
Oh,
I don't know. There's problems in the relationship. And here's the thing that really bothers me and hurts me the most about this is, ladies, when women are done with the relationship, they've been mentally removed for at least a month.
Oh, more than that.
You think so?
Yeah. Because when a woman's done, she's done. There's no coming back from a woman.
Have you ever been done as dirty as Curtis was?
No, I don't think it's not that dirty. I've been done kind of dirty. I flew halfway around the world to find out my girl was banging somebody else. This was my college girlfriend, which I'm very glad that I found that out because then I probably would have ended up being Curtis.
Like Curtis, my college girlfriend also hurt me.
There's a theme going on here.
There's a theme, huh? Maybe women have some dog ears that they got to work out too.
I was reading about women's sexual prime after the whole Kate and Beckinsale thing, and Their first sexual prime is in their college years.
So, fellas, if you ever hear the homegirl say, I just want to live out my college years, by all means, let her go. And the takeaway from my ladies of this whole situation, if you know you're going to break up with a man, at least give him a month and a half notice so he could drop off the relationship weight. All right?
Yeah. Please.
Because we're not built like y'all, okay? We get the monster top going, and now we're single.
And it's fat.
Oh, you don't want to be single and fat as a man.
Single, fat, and depressed is not sexy.
No. The Dana Cortez Show returns tomorrow with One Confession Wednesday and a brand new Down in the DM. Y'all have a great Tuesday.